Pope Benedict gave his annual New Year's address to the diplomatic corps credited to the Holy See on Monday. The ambassador of the United States of America, Miguel H. Diaz, was among those present. He spoke to Eamon McCarthy about the Pope's words of warning against the marginalization of religion in Western society in the name of a false pluralism.
In his discourse to the diplomatic corps this morning, Pope Benedict addressed religious freedom as essential to constructing world peace. The Pope expressed concern over the recent events in the Middle East, in Africa, and Asia with respect to the violations of religious freedom, the various tragedies that have occurred in each of these areas. As we celebrate the anniversary of formal diplomatic relations between the United States and the Holy See today, this is a great opportunity to underscore the fact that the United States has been a steady defender of human rights throughout the world, and especially the right to religious freedom. President Obama has strongly condemned the attacks against Christians in Iraq, Nigeria, and Egypt, and has offered any necessary assistance to bring the perpetrators to justice. So my reaction is one of we are in one heart when it comes to this issue of defending basic human rights, and especially the fundamental right to religious freedom.
Now, of course, the situation in the Middle East is a situation that the United States holds particularly close to heart, considered its involvement in the peace process there. Is there a general feeling that religion as a path to peace really has to be looked at a closer level?
The present administration has been very concerned with the various violence that has occurred in the past couple of months against religious minorities, and in particular against Christians, and we have strongly condemned and spoken against this violence. We will continue to invite the government to protect religious minorities, to protect Christians and others, so that we can foster an environment of peace, an environment of understanding, an environment of friendship in these troubled areas of the world.
Now, the United States, in its very constitution, highlights the importance of religious tolerance between citizens. The Holy Father, however, also points to the West, where he says there seems to be a growing intolerance towards religion. And he indeed speaks of a false pluralism in society regarding religion. What do you think he means by this?
Again, one of the things that he spoke about were, he clearly spoke to a number of instances in which religious symbols are not allowed to be used. One of the great treasures of the American society has been this cherished value of religious freedom. As you have stated, this is enshrined in our at the heart of what it means to be an American. We could not write history without thinking of the tremendous contribution that religious figures have made to our country. And while we certainly uphold the separation of church and state, we do not have this kind of radical secularism that dismisses the positive contributions of religious figures and religious ideas from our society. And in fact, we probably come very close to what the Holy Father has characterized as a positive, form of a secular society in which values, in which religious traditions, in which religious ideas and persons are taken into serious consideration, in which these persons can for the benefit of the common good, offer their contributions.
Ambassador Diaz, you speak, of course, that we are marking the anniversary of
Yes.
the founding of relations between the United States and the Holy See. Can you speak to us a little bit about the events that are planned to mark this anniversary and about its importance in the life of the United States?
Well, I think that in terms of we don't have any major event to plan this anniversary, but we certainly are commemorating this event as in the ongoing relationship that this mission has had with the Holy See. We 27 years ago we formalized this relationship. But as you know, and as many people know, this relationship really goes back to many years. In fact, to our very foundation, when the Pope asked to send to appoint bishops, and we clearly President Washington then stated very clearly that it was the intent of this nation to precisely allow the freedom of religion, to allow for for the diversity of religious perspectives and traditions to be part of this new experiment and wonderful experiment in democracy. And so I think that today it's a time when we, you know, when we think about all the accomplishments that have been done, all the things that have been accomplished when it comes to this relationship. We think of the bringing down of the Berlin Wall and the cooperation that occurred between John Paul II and President Reagan. And we look now to the present when we are going from, you know, tearing down walls to building bridges across human differences, religious traditions, ethnic, you know, different cultural and racial differences. And so I think that this is a time to, you know, to bring our efforts and once again work with the Holy See and with men and women of goodwill throughout the world so that we can overcome differences between North and South, East and West, religious differences, economic differences, and all other kinds of walls that continue to separate us.